This is one of the magics of this type of show. Your next act is about to do stand-up comedy for the very first time.
I'm excited to see your next comedian. Please put your hands together for Peter Hartman.
Please put your hands together for Tom Hartman!
Peter, Peter, I have questions about my penis. Because I have two girls, and I'm worried about what they'll ask is, I have questions about my penis, like, why does it still get hard at funerals? What's up with that? Like, how long can I fuck a girl without a condom before I get her hepatitis B? These are acts of my life.
They're the greats, and the rest of us. Welcome to the current episode of And the Rest of Us. Another exciting episode talking about stand-up comedy and people who are interested in stand-up comedy. Look, we've been having a very fun time. Today we're going to be talking about community.
Community.
Because we've been experiencing the comic community of Montreal.
I mean, so much has happened since the last time we did our last podcast. It's been a whirlwind ride, man. What is going on?
It's a roller coaster. I'm on it, and there are no seat belts.
Yeah. So, look, we'll save the good stuff for the end. I really want to talk about community here a bit. What I thought about comedy in Montreal when I first started versus now, several months later, has changed drastically. We've really gotten to speak to a lot of people. People have been doing it for years. People have been doing it not so long. And the insights they provide is great. Now, so from everything from like sharing tips about how to be on stage, to giving a support for people who had good sets or bad sets, or just to have people to talk to who are like-minded, it's been so extremely satisfying.
Who have you talked to? Who's been giving you tips? I know Paul Ash gave you some advice.
Paul Ash gave me some advice. What's his name? Lawrence Korber. I was very nervous for the Comedy Works Open Invitational competition. And give me some advice.
That's right. I want to talk about that because so we've been experiencing more of the community because we've been taking part in this contest, right? So Comedy Works has this contest, this open invitational that they
have. First annual Comedy Works open invitational.
So we apply, we get on. You were on the Monday night. I was on the Tuesday night.
For the auditions, that's right.
Well, it was the preliminary rounds. So you competed against 12, and I competed against 12.
No, 13.
13, and then now we're going into the first round, the first official round.
Right, so it's 12 of us.
So we're meeting a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's funny people.
Yeah.
It's not like open mic.
Funny is an understatement.
they're hilarious. You know, we've been doing a lot of open mics, and so now we are doing comedy. Tomorrow we're going to be competing a Thursday. It's going to be our first sort of Thursday show.
And if we succeed for that, then we make it to the 6 on Friday, and then the 3 on Saturday. Look, I'm not. Like, I have Comic-Con this weekend, and I'm not even planning on missing it. Like,
You're not planning on it.
Come on, I'm going to beat these people.
Well, look, so we've been meeting a lot of these people, a lot of hilarious people on stage, and really talking to them and connecting with them more. Actually, you were talking to a comedian. He was asking, like, you know, you told him everywhere you performed. He was like, how are you getting on all these places? And what'd you tell him?
I said, I talked to the other comedians.
You talked to the comedians. Yeah. You just sort of chat with them, and then they invite you. Because I'm not talking to them.
If they think you're funny, then they invite you. Yeah, what do you mean? Chris Dulger invited both of us.
Well, he invited both of us, but it was after a conversation you had with him. Like, I'm not really hobnogging with people as much.
He just went outside and he saw us and he said, you were rude. Oh, yeah, he hadn't seen you that night.
He hadn't seen me that night. Right. He saw you. Anyway, just the community is actually pretty interesting. I heard people, they were like scared about how it was going to be, but people are very friendly and welcoming for the most part. And
yeah. I mean, maybe we're not seeing the deep, seedy underbelly
of it. Not yet. But still.
I mean, everybody has their you know, the light and dark side, but so far it's been way better than what I've heard, like, in America.
If you're worried about not getting support here in Montreal for comedy, you don't have to worry about that.
That's not the case.
Because they're there for you.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. So part of what we want to do with this show...
Oh, one thing. I'm sure I'm stepping on the toes of what you're about to say, but getting the word out that these shows are happening... Like, really, the onus is on the comedians to do that.
Well, that's sort of what I'm talking about here, right? So I was about to say that one of the reasons, one of our motivations for the show is to develop a stronger community of audience members and of tying comics together, so they're working collaboratively instead of competitively.
Yeah. And using more than the resources than just their Facebook page in order to get some...
Or just the stage time, right, to do more. So we want to use, and the rest of us, to sort of bolster the community and make it more exciting.
Yeah, I really want to raise awareness that, you know, this sort of art form is happening.
There are a lot of shows happening in Montreal, a lot of stages. I had no idea.
Yeah, no clue.
I mean, just like minutes from here, there's a show. Chris Dolger has his Danger Dolger show.
Yeah.
And then we went up to Pit Stop at Lunik.
John Selig has M-Bar.
M-Bar with John Selig, 902 show.
Yeah. Mark Rosa does a show. Yeah.
Like, it's like there's a lot going on, and I'm surprised that people don't know about it. I mean,
even... I'm not surprised, because there's so much a focus on the comedy that I think the marketing thing is not necessarily in the, you know, in their wheelhouse of these people who are running these bars, running these shows. Like, they're focused on doing comedy, and so I can understand how... Look, I work in marketing, so I understand that. That's, like, my primary thing in what I do, and this is not their primary thing. And so they're sharing stuff on Facebook, they're telling their friends about stuff, and they're thinking, okay, I'm getting the word out. But the amount of people who don't know... Like, I just wrote an article that's going to be going up and sitting at Magazine soon about the awesomeness of open mic comedy. Like,
who did you put in those articles again?
Well, I put five open mic comics.
Open mic comics, okay.
Yeah, well, open mic comics. Comics that you will see at open mics. Like, I'm not saying that these are newbies or anything like that. I'm saying that they perform at open mics and are a good reason to go. So I put Matt Sherry. Love Matt Sherry. Jacob Starczewski. Kirsten Humbert. Daniel Karen. And Israel Montplaisir Benedict.
So these are all extremely funny people.
I mean,
super on point.
Impossibly funny, yeah.
And they're performing an open mic. We're sitting there. We're laughing. But we're hoping, we're wishing that there would be a lot more people interested in coming out and supporting even open mic. Because open mic can actually be a very fun time. And we can even make it a better time if we start supporting it more and more.
And this is the point of the article. Because I'm really making the point, okay, they're headliner. So, right, there's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to get the big headliner. Headliners who are going to be going doing their, you know, 10, 15, 20, half an hour minute, set, which is great. But there's something very true and authentic about these open mic experiences that are so funny. And the thing you can't beat is that they cost like $5 to get in.
$5 to get in.
$5 you get to see a dozen people either succeed or fail. So it's like if you like American Idol auditions, you're going to like open mic.
You're going to love open mic.
Right. And
you get to hear comedians, established comedians on the doing it for a few years, trying out new jokes.
Like, you might hear a joke that's so good, but that you might never, no one will ever hear again.
Because it's a new joke, it may not work for all audiences, it might be too risque, it might be crossing the line, and you get to see that lab work, that experimentation happening on stage. Now that, to me, I love open mic so much more than I love regular headliner nights.
Well, I used to go to headliner stuff all the time.
I never knew really
but
about
open the open mic stuff is just unreal. Plus, it happens like during the week, so you're busy on a Monday night, like you finish work or whatever. Maybe you don't want to go see a 2-hour movie. Maybe you don't want to go, you know, heavy drinking somewhere. Maybe you're not, you know, now's not the time to go clubbing or dancing. You could just head on downtown. You jump into an open mic thing. You listen to these people, and you for a nice hour, an hour and a half, you know, $5, and it's
that's great. Another thing that I like, right? So it's just these rapid fire 5-minute sets. Whether they're good or bad, they're often 5 minutes. No worries about that. You go on a Tuesday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. Finishes at 9:30. That's a pretty good time. Like, it feels pretty cool.
And you're downtown or wherever you are.
You're out with friends.
You just go home without, you know, it's not a huge rigmarole. And it's something new and different, right? You're not, like, paying $20 to go see, you know, some IMAX movie, and you sit down there for 2.5 hours and you hate that movie, you're never getting that time back. Like, I've so regretted times like that. I've gone to plays where I'm just like, oh my god, this play is so long. I don't care about your contemporary dance, and I get it, or whatever. So long, so much money.
But we can't knock that. People like that, right?
No, so I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying I can't remember ever regretting going to an open mic. Even if I was like one of four people in the audience, I've never regretted it, because it was always the good people great. You get the good jokes. You laugh hard. That was fantastic. But the bad stuff is even, it's like, it doesn't last long. It's sort of like, okay, it's over. Like,
okay, shut up. There's another
thing. They're trying their best.
Okay, shut up. There's another thing I want to talk about in terms
of. My name's not Shut Up. It's Tom.
It's Tom, in quotation, Shut Up Hartman. That's what your name is here. It's your nickname from now on. So part of what happens with the community is that you kind of, like, if you have any inkling of wanting to do open mic and you spend time with people who do open mic, you're gonna get bitten by the bug. So we had a friend, she was from here, from Denmark,
right?
Kristen Larson. Kristen
Shut Up Larson.
Well, no, Shut Up is your nickname, right? She's awesome. And she went up, she did great. We have it on tape.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm
so sorry. It was so good. Now, that was being part of community. She. You know, I convinced her to go up there.
Well, she came to see us so many times.
Came to see us so many times. I convinced her to go up there, and she did it. And that's kind of the support that you get from the community, even from the get-go. Even if you just have an idea that you want to participate in this world, come hang around comedians, talk to them, find out what it's like, get your nerves dealt with, experience what it's like, and then go up there. Mm-hmm. Now, look. There is a sliver of comedians who are just, I don't find funny. Like, I'm not saying their jokes are bad. I'm saying they're not funny. And so those people, I mean, I'm just saying, you've seen them on American Idol. People just can't sing. You know,
they believe they can.
I love that they try. But just because you try doesn't mean that you're going to succeed and that it's going to go well. But if you are funny, if people have told you that you're funny on a regular basis,
right,
not one time when you were drunk, on a regular basis, you understand what makes a joke funny. You can hear yourself.
You understand what a joke is.
You understand what a joke is. Set a punchline. Then try it, right? Go out. Interact with the community. At the very least, right, you're part of the club. And I think that's so cool. When we first went up at Comedy Nest, they gave us a comedian card. Now, how cool was that?
With their awesome
name on it.
And for those, you get free entry.
We get free entry, well, to some of the shows, yeah, you know, depending on.
I'll admit, like, just a little caveat there. It's not like an all-access thing. It feels a little bit like being in Stonecutters. Like those who were in before.
Like the Freemasons.
Yeah. And like, they're runs, right? There's the person who's done stand-up comedy once, and then there's the person who did it again, then there's the person who bombed, and then the person who went up after bombing, and then, you know.
So all these steps along the ladder.
Yeah, yeah. So there's different sort of, like, levels to it. But, you know, as a gamer, it's like an RPG. I love this. My skills
increase. And I love being a part of the club. I love being part of the community. Look, we got to wrap the show up very quickly, but we love this topic because really the purpose of this show really is to create a larger community, not only of audience members, but of people growing up on stage. And we can make open mic nights just as fun as any other night.
Like, you got to come out. If you're not a comedian, but you're interested in it, and you like the idea of stand-up comedy, I mean, it is so... Oh, it's so good. It's just fun.
Satisfying, and it's like learning a new skill, but you get to do it on stage. Like, if I had to learn anything, if I had to, like, learn how to do anything, like ride a bike, swim, whatever,
it's like watching.
And I had to do it in front of an audience, that would suck. But this sort of doing this comedy thing.
Well, you play a game, and that game's the same for everybody. You watch a play, and that play's the same for everyone. Watch a movie, that movie's the same for everyone. But even if someone does the same set again, it's not the same for you. The audience is an integral, you know, part of that, and there's always the there's a difference to it. There's a different cadence and a different way that it's a difference between listening to a you know, live music show versus the recorded album. There's authenticity and experimentation, all that happens on stage, and to me, it's like, it's just mind blowing. And then these people are talking. It's not just a song; they're talking about things that you probably never even thought of.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to that here tonight. I do want to say that there's a whole spectrum of comedians out there, right? There are comedians who are super comfortable on stage and fun-loving and laughing all the time. And there are other comedians...
And then there's Alan Asimov.
And there are comedians who are like nervous wrecks, and it's fun to just be a part of that. So wherever you land on that spectrum, just know there are people out there right here in Montreal who are just like you. So come out, be a part of the community, support the community, and let's have a fun time.
Right. Look, I know we have to go, but and I know by the time people listen to this, we would have already gone through the Comedy Works Open Invitational, but this is the sort of thing, like, I am really excited to do this sort of thing.
You mean the contest?
Yeah, like we're moving. Like this is not open mic, right? This is doing a contest. This is not the time to futz around on stage. This is the time to, you know, spread your wings, Icarus, and fly. So I'm looking forward to it. If we succeeded, congratulations, Peter. And if we didn't, which is probably the case, which is likely the case, which is definitely the case, you know, I'm glad I did it.
And that really is the feeling, right? I think most people, whether they do it well or not, will be glad that they did.
Pick of the week!
The pick of the week.
Yeah, we have a pick of the week again. The person that you like to, you know, we like to introduce you to if you haven't heard of them.
So we saw her perform at Comedy Works a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, she was hilarious.
She was so funny that we still remember her to this day.
Yeah.
We could pick anybody for a pick of the week, but we wanted to pick a... Molly Brisebois. She's so funny.
Yeah, so she's fairly active on Facebook. You'll be able to see the next time she performs. Obviously, we'll be posted it on our...
What is that?
I was about to burp.
You're about to burp.
I saved it.
You saved the burp.
I'm saving it for later.
Bottle it, ship it.
Yeah, onions. Molly Brisebois.
Molly Brisebois. She's hilarious. She's super funny.
Yeah, I think you should... I mean, it's the kind of person that is not like funny by accident on a fluke. Like, it wasn't just a good set. She's a funny person.
She's a funny person.
Yeah, so you want to check her out. So we're going to be posting on our Facebook page next time we know that she's up. But definitely check out her Facebook page and go see her. She's another one of the reasons why you should be going to open mic.
And to keep track of everything that we're doing, to find us where we are at andtherestofus.com.
Yeah, my website, andtherestofus.com.
Look, there are the greats.
And the rest of us.
You guys go have a fun time.
Thanks for listening.
Laugh.
Ha ha ha.
Have fun. Well, not you. They should laugh.
Oh.
They should go out. Maybe we'll put a joke after this so they can laugh.
All right. Sounds good.
Or maybe just like 3 minutes of dead air.
I also like dead air.
Well, I mean, we know you like dead air. We saw you on stage. Did you wash the taste out of your mouth?
That's not funny.
It's not funny. Cuts too deep. Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
All right. Ciao, folks.
Bye.
You guys saw my twin brother up here earlier? Fucking sucks, man. Such an overachiever. I used to live with him for a little while, and I walked into his room one day, and he's like, he's a web programmer, right? So he's sitting at his computer, he's just black screen. He's like, Peter, come check this out. I go, look, he's like, it's code. I go, okay. He goes, 400 lines of code, right? But I use a Bayesian algorithm with a reprogramming framework, and I reduce it down to 6 lines. Isn't that cool? I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. So what did you do today? I was like, I had a bacon wrapped pizza. it's a pizza and it's wrapped with bacon, so I need it. But that guy is what I'm saying. He came out second, number two. So Tom Harper, number two, came out second. Just write that down, number two.
'Cause when people make fun of me bombing, Peter. It makes me angry.
It makes you angry. Okay, let's get to it.